This is a typical morning for recruits in basic military training at Lackland Air Force Base. In this audio from 2018, they wake up at the crack of dawn, pile one after another down a tight stairwell, and hold each other's ankles while they do sit-ups. It's all part of a time-honored system the Air Force uses to produce new troops. But since the coronavirus outbreak, the environment and tempo of basic training has changed. Gary Moore of the Air Force's 737th Training Group explained it at a virtual town hall.
What we were doing is making sure we could maximize social distance and keep trainees separate from other trainees and other military training instructors, as well as our civilian populace, to make sure that we could monitor them for the initial 14 days.
Now the Air Force screens new recruits for the virus as soon as they arrive at Lackland, which means asking questions about their travel history and whether they're experiencing symptoms. Then they spend the first couple weeks doing administrative work in relative isolation. Living quarters have been spaced out, dining halls too, but still, several trainees have tested positive. Joint Base San Antonio Commander Laura Lenderman.
This is a threat. It's a threat inside the fence line and outside the fence line. And again, we're trying to preserve the mission essential functions here so that we can maintain our national defense. And one of our main jobs here is the training mission.
Lackland is the only place where the Air Force holds basic training, but officials now have announced plans to send 60 new recruits to Mississippi's Keesler Air Force Base. The idea is to test how workable it is for the service to use several training locations in an emergency.
What the Air Force proposes to do, I think, is very sensible, since one of the problems with boot camp is that people are packed very tightly, and it is a classic incubator of disease, even in good times. So spreading them out would be a part of any solution.
Mark Kansian is a retired Marine Corps colonel and advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says all of the military services are facing the same problem.
They're trying to keep boot camp open, basic training open. Not clear how long they're going to be able to do that. There's a strong pushback in some segments arguing that the military should apply the same standards and precautions that you're seeing in the civilian sector. And that if they don't, they're going to have more sickness, and then they'll have perhaps some deaths.
Still, the service chiefs argue they have an ongoing requirement to provide forces to defend the country. The military's turnover rate is about 25% each year. As people with four-year contracts leave the service, new ones must be brought in to keep the numbers up.
What the military leadership worries about is that if you shut down basic training, it may be hard to reopen it. And if you interrupt that flow, then your entry is going to start to go down unless you take the option of forcing people to stay in the service.
So for young airmen, training continues. Lackland is spacing out the arrivals of new trainees to allow more time to clean the dorms, mess halls, and other facilities. And 2nd Air Force Commander Andrea Tullis says she's confident in Lackland's ability to keep new trainees separate.
We're very comfortable with the fact that that population has been, if you want to call it sanitized, to some degree it is, but we have eyes on them constantly.
The experience of one of the other service branches proves how difficult that may be. The Marine Corps has stopped shipping new recruits to its training center at Parris Island, South Carolina, after dozens of recruits and instructors became infected. I'm Carson Frame in San Antonio.